Wimberly Solar is a family-owned and operated solar power solution. After spending over 30 years in the Wimberly community, we have watched the town grow and change. One thing that we have not seen change is the options for power. The only thing that changes about that is that the bill just keeps on going up. We think solar power could be an excellent solution to this, and now is the time to embrace it after the Snowmageddon scenario that Texas experienced in February 2021 that led to the failure of our energy grid. Listen in to learn more about solar power, industry news, and your options for going solar. What's going on, guys? It's your man Trey Carmichael coming at you with another episode of the Wimberly Solar Podcast. And a question that I get asked about going solar a lot is, can I store my excess power when my system is overproducing? And the short answer to this question is yes, if you opt into adding a battery into your system. In most cases, we do not recommend batteries unless your area suffers from a lot of rolling power outages. For most systems, your excess energy will simply be pushed into the utility company to add credit to your account to offset your nighttime energy consumption, etc. For most people, it's not really economically beneficial to add batteries, but if you want information about you and your family's unique situation, please reach out to us at wimberly.solar or send us a copy of your most recent energy bill to info@wimberly.solar today. I hope that you learned something new today on the Wimberly Solar Podcast. If you have questions, you can check the description to submit them, and we will make sure that they get answered on the show. You can also go to www.wimberly.solar to schedule your free energy audit, or if you want to get real personalized answers fast, email us a copy of your recent energy bill to info@wimberly.solar along with your address, and we will have our team of engineers build a system specific to your home and get in touch with you.